Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, everybody. It's Maria Boynton, my guest today, and I must say I'm very honored to have this young lady, Senator Kamala Harris. When you were in Atlanta, when you first were running for president, you were at Ebenezer Baptist Church, and I was walking past you about to get back in your van, and I said, how does it feel to be in Atlanta? And you said, it feels great. How does it, How does it feel?
You know, I love Atlanta, and I'm telling you, coming to Atlanta is like going back to the womb. It's just, it's home. It's, I mean, Atlanta, you know, I mean, sadly, the last time I was in Atlanta was for John Lewis's funeral, but Atlanta is the birthplace of Black politics in America. Atlanta is one of the most important cities in terms of who we are as America and America's history. And so it's just so good to be back. And I'm here to remind everybody to vote and vote early. Tomorrow, Saturday, October 24th, is a mandatory voting day, which means every county must have a place where folks can go to vote. And so I'm here to remind people to do that. Please make a plan to vote tomorrow in your county. You can go to iwillvote.com, put in your zip code, and figure out where exactly in your county your voting place is. But we want to make sure everybody votes, every voice is heard.
Everyone, we're talking to Senator Kamala Harris. She, of course, is the Democratic nominee for Vice President of the United States. She is in Atlanta rallying early voters. And you talk about voting, getting everyone out to vote. Senator, what is your plan to address voter outreach directly to African-American men?
Well, you know, here's the thing, Maria. I am never going to tell anybody they're supposed to vote for us. We need to earn the vote. And so when we're looking at what we have to do to address the needs of Black men in America, we know that there are many. First of all, Black men, like anyone else, they're not monolithic. There are issues that are about, yes, criminal justice reform, but also what we need to do to close the racial wealth gap. You know, Black families own 1/10 of the wealth of other families in America. It's about having a plan to invest in people and invest in community. And so I'll give you a couple of examples. I want folks to know that we are prepared, Joe and I, we have a commitment to put $150 billion into low interest loans and access to capital, targeting minority-owned, Black-owned businesses and small businesses, because so many of our businesses have, you know, they're beautiful, thriving, smart businesses, but don't have access to capital. And that's one of the issues that's holding folks back. We have a commitment, and I say this as a proud HBCU graduate, $70 billion to HBCUs. Atlanta is a home of so many of our nation's greatest. And it is about knowing that our HBCUs produce a disproportionately large number of folks who go on to thrive and become leaders in all the professions, national and international leaders. But so many of our HBCUs need more resources to do their work. So $70 billion going to HBCUs. We know that home ownership is one of the greatest ways to achieve economic health and well-being and intergenerational wealth. So a $15,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers to help with down payment and closing costs. We're going to reform the criminal justice system, both in terms of what we need to do with the system itself, things like decriminalizing marijuana and expunging marijuana convictions. But we're also going to deal with accountability in terms of law enforcement, which includes banning chokeholds and carotid holds. George Floyd would be alive today if that were the case, requiring a national registry of police officers who have broken the law. because we want to deal with the fact that you can't just get fired in one jurisdiction and move to another with your record not following you. So these are some of the examples. But it's also about education. I mean, look, we know that Black men are fathers, and many are raising their children along with the mother of their children, but sometimes alone. And we want to support working families. So it's about no family would have to pay more than 7% of their income in childcare. We're also focused on what we need to do around public schools. And that's about helping folks and understanding that Title I schools, which are the schools that disproportionately have Black and brown students and poor students, we need to triple the funding there so that we can give the resources to those children who have so much talent. And then another piece that is particular, I think, to a lot of young men in Atlanta is what we need to do around tuition and making college affordable. We have so many young men who drop out of college because they can't afford tuition, which is such a shame. So we have a commitment that if folks are coming from a household or coming from a family that makes less than $125,000, they go to a four-year public college or even a private HBCU tuition-free.
Senator Harris, you are a distinguished grad from an HBCU. You say $70 billion. You talked about seemingly supporting HBCUs into the future and not just in the future. Would like to know, what is the plan to hold people in authority accountable to help deconstruct systemic injustices and inequality for all, uppercase A-L-L, all people?
Well, it has to be about breaking it down into all of those sectors where we know these injustices exist, right? So let's go into the healthcare system, right? We know that Black people in America, and actually Black and brown people, have been three times likely to catch COVID, twice as likely to die from it. Currently, one in 1,000 Black Americans has died from COVID. And the projection is that by the end of the year, if there's not a handle on this, one in 500 will die. And that is an absolutely shocking and tragic fact. So it's about what we need to do, knowing that a lot of that has to do with pre-existing conditions because of health disparities that have long existed in the system. So, for example, in the United States Senate, I have been a leader on dealing with issues like Black maternal mortality, right? Which is that Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die in connection with childbirth. And when you look at the issue, you understand that it has nothing to do with her socioeconomic or educational level. It literally has to do with the fact that when she walks into a health clinic or a hospital, she is not taken as seriously. So this is the work that we have to do that's about dealing with the racial bias that's in the system. And that's just one example. We need to deal with it in terms of, again, in the economy, access to capital. So many of our businesses do not have access to capital, do not have access to the big banks, but they do have access to the community banks, which is why Joe and I are going to put more federal money in the community banks to generate more wealth within the community, along with sustainability measures that include assistance for small business owners. But none of this can get done if we don't make sure everybody votes. And also, I'm here because I also support Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff, because these Senate races matter as much as the White House matters. If we want to get this kind of the legislation through, along with the policies that are about recognizing racial disparities and systemic racism, we need the right people in office who acknowledge it. Donald Trump does not, by the way, and I think that's very important to note. Joe Biden does. Joe Biden has the courage to say Black Lives Matter. Donald Trump refuses to say that. So, you know, this is about also people in positions of leadership who have the courage to acknowledge the sad truth, which is that there is still so much work to be done on the issue of race in America. And we all have to have the courage to speak about it, whatever our background.
She is the first African-American and the first Asian-American on a major party ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been talking to Senator Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's running mate in the 2020 election. Thank you, Senator Harris.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'll talk to you later. You take care. And please give all your sororities my best, please.
We will.
Take care. You too, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.